Coaches Insight programs continue here on Care Country, getting you set for the final week of the regular season in high school football this week. We're joined now by JCN football coach Jeff Schneider, brought to you by the JCN Booster Group. Want to thank KT shortstop Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker. Also Winchester Meats and FW Huston Medical Center as well. Coach, another big win last week. You take care of business at home against McLouth. That final score, 58-8. We'll dive into it a little bit more, but just the initial thoughts and takeaways from the big win last week.
Well, I thought we played pretty well overall, all four quarters. Probably actually one of our most complete games throughout the course of the year. Offensive side, I thought we executed as good as we have all year long. A couple misses here and there, and you're going to have some of those, but I thought overall we did a really good job on the offensive side, on the ground and through the air. Defensive side, they got their touchdown early. We scored first. They came right back and went down the field. On that, in that first probably 4 minutes, I think they had two penalties. One of those was on that drive and gave them a first down. Come to a fourth and short, and we were about an inch away from being able to get them off the field at that point in time. And then just one breakdown of gap assignment led to a quarterback rolling out, and thought we had pretty good coverage on a pass play that they had, but they ended up getting a score. Thought it brought some adversity to us, and I thought we responded pretty well throughout after that and for the rest of the game. So, overall, I thought we did a pretty good job. Want to continue to build each week, and our goal every once in a while, as we continue, is to continue to build and improve, and I thought we did a lot of that last week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you talk about getting off to a fast start and maybe putting together your most complete game to this point on both sides of the ball. How crucial was it to get a game like that, considering how late we are in the regular season?
Well, I think that's your goal. If you're going to, go into week one and you've always got a few question marks. You've got some things you got to figure out. Hopefully you answer a few of those as week two progresses. And the goal we set every year is, the first 3 weeks are league games for us. You get into the fourth week and it's districts and we start our second season. And I think we've continued to improve throughout the second season throughout the districts. You want to continue to ascend because we're getting to the point where, you've got playoffs headed and you want to be playing well when you go into that.
Merrick Knoll found the end zone 5 times. He had 16 carries for 90 yards. It seems like we're talking about somebody different every single week, and we've talked about it throughout the course of the season, just the amount of bodies that you have, particularly on offense, where you can spread it around the way that you guys do. And last week it was Merrick Knoll again, 5 touchdowns on 16 carries. What'd you like about his performance? And then again, just the positives of having that many, guys that can tote the rock for you.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I said this after the game. I got to the end and I saw the stats and I was kind of shocked at 5 touchdowns. I call plays and I really don't keep track of that stuff. I don't keep track of the stats along the lines in the game. He's got enough other things to worry about. Obviously a really big game for him. He's been a workhorse for us, not just this year, but last year as well too. He runs full throttle. I say this to him all the time. You've got 2 speeds and it's stop and go. There's no downshift. It is full throttle. And I think people can feed off of that. I think our guys really feed off of that. Tough player, tough runner, he's good with contact, strong in the weight room, he's your prototype of what you're trying to look for. I think, guys feed off that energy, like you said, and I think the guys up front were feeding off of really well with the blocks. And then talk about all the guys across the board that have a chance to carry the ball. We've been able to spread it around a little bit. I think we do have some weapons on our offensive side. It has kind of popped up that, one guy will have a big game 1 week and somebody else is, we lean on them a little bit more the next. I think our passing game's developed over the course of the year as well, too. So, multiple threats there. But I like that. I like being able to call plays like that. And you give a chance, a guy makes a great block and you want to try to reward him with a touch. And, Merrick's a good blocker as well. And some of the guys we have out there we're throwing to.
Yeah, I like that. Rewarding someone for making a good play. You always like to see that. And it seems like week in and week out, you guys certainly have somebody else stepping up for you. Jeff Schneider joining us here a couple more minutes, JCN football coach. All right, well, we've been setting up for this one, really looking at it since the beginning of the year, and it's worked out in a big-time way with 2-7-0 teams going at it here in Week 8. You guys are going to Jackson Heights. They've been the number one team in the state really all season long. You look at just results, there are some common opponents, of course, but you guys have been dominant all year, they have been dominant all year, and they're the number one team in the state. So a lot on the line in this one, but the initial thoughts on Jackson Heights, what you're going to see from them on Friday night.
Well, they brought back a lot of guys off their team last year and had an outstanding year, outstanding run in the playoffs last year. They're a terrific team, very deserving of the number one ranking. They started out preseason in the top 5 and just done nothing but win games and move up, solid. I think, you know, good up front. They've got skill players all around. They've got some athleticism, some speed, running threats, passing threats, you know, a lot of things we try to pride ourselves on as well, too. You know, I think this also, too, you know, you're looking at where Coach Wick and I are probably two longer tenured coaches in the league, have known each other for a long time. So, you know, you kind of looking in the mirror at times is what it feels like. But I think, you know, it's always been a good game. It's been a physical game whenever we played each other. And, you know, that's what we're hoping to provide as well this week.
Is it going to be more of a challenge to score on their defense or keep them out of the end zone with your defense up against their offense? Because they've been so good on both sides of the ball all year. Do you see it more of a challenge stopping that offense or maybe kind of containing them on the other side?
Well, I think this, when it comes to games, you know, with a good opponent, you know, everybody calls them big games. I've tried to tell our team that every week is a big game because you don't get so many of them. You only get so many of them throughout the season. But I think this, we talked about trying to ascend throughout the course of the season. I think in games, with a really good opponent, all the little things matter that much more. So, you know, we talk a lot about step with the correct foot, head on the correct side, you know, sustain blocks, wrap up, gap assignment, being phased whenever you're on pass. All those things matter, when you have athletes that can take advantage if not. And, you know, we've done that to teams. Jack Science has done that to teams. So I think, you know, you're trying to make sure that you dot all your I's and cross all your T's whenever you're coming up with an opponent like this.
Well, we're excited for this one on Friday night. You can catch this one on KNZA 103.9, also on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. The district and league championships on the line. Jefferson County North on the road at Jackson Heights. Both teams undefeated at 7-0. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll do it one more time before the playoffs next week. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.